It was as long as two trucks with a trailer, each one in front of the other. It weighed as much as 14 elephants. That's the claim from researchers in Argentina's Paleontology Museum about the latest fossil find in the so-called Titanosaur family, of course. Scientists say they've dug up the largest thigh bone ever found, and they think they're onto a whole skeleton. But this isn't the first time that a big fossil find has led researchers to tout the largest ever dinosaur. There was the Supersaurus, found in 1972, fossils dubbed Ultrasaurus, 1983, and then there was the Seismosaurus in 1991. Brian Switek says there is reason to be cautious about the claims of this latest find, and he's a science writer and author of My Beloved Brontosaurus, On the Road with Old Bones, New Science, and Our Favorite Dinosaurs. He joins us now. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us more about these particular bones, this newest find. I understand it's in an area that's been dubbed a kind of dinosaur cemetery.
Absolutely. What's really cool about this new site is that they've got about 150 bones from seven different individuals. So this isn't just one dinosaur that died in one spot. You have a group, perhaps a social group, perhaps a family of dinosaurs that all got buried together. So to have that much information sort of about, you know, perhaps growth and size and maybe even behavior from the site is, you know, quite exciting.
But given what you've said about this being an area with all kinds of bones, is it too early to tell whether the claims that this could potentially be the biggest creature to walk the earth, that those are true?
Yeah, everybody wants to have a piece of that superlative, you know, the largest animal to ever walk the earth. It's a bit too early to tell. So the measurements so far, 130 feet long and 77 tons, those are only estimates coming off of a single thigh bone or femur. And that's compared to other sort of more complete dinosaurs that have been found before, sort of scaling up to get an idea based upon previous estimates. So it's kind of estimates on estimates.
And we mentioned the Supersaurus and the Ultrasaurus. I mean, what happened to these previous title holders, these finds that were also claiming to be the largest or the longest ever?
Many of them were knocked down. I'm happy to say that Supersaurus is still around. That one is still valid. This is a rather graceful giant, 110 feet long, estimated about 45 tons. But some of these other ones, like Ultrasaurus, that turned to be parts of Supersaurus and another dinosaur that had gotten mixed together in the same quarry. So that name was discarded.
What are we learning from this kind of research about what limits there are in terms of how big an animal can get?
Well, that's a really neat thing about this new dinosaur is that the competition is so close. This isn't something that would absolutely blow all the other dinosaurs away, even if it was about 130 feet long. So what this sort of size range says, the fact that we have multiple giant dinosaur species that are clustering around the 100-foot, 50-ton or so range, might suggest that that's basically as big as it's possibly to get, that the sort of biological systems needed to support an animal of that size might have been reaching their limits in terms of just the amount of food the animal might have been able to eat, in terms of some physiological things like sort of nerve conduction, that you have a neck that's 45 feet long with a certain nerve in it called the recurrent laryngeal nerve that goes from the brain all the way down the neck around the aortic arches of the heart and all the way back into the throat. So you have 90 feet of nerve and a 45-foot long neck that needs to send signals back and forth. It might be that, you know, these dinosaurs are getting too big to basically have effective communication within their own bodies.
In the meantime, any ideas for a nickname for this latest find?
It's hard to say. We've already had Ultra and Super and
Godzilla. Will that work?
I think that would work, yeah. Certainly a superlative animal that pushed the boundaries of size.
Brian Switek, he's the author of My Beloved Brontosaurus, On the Road with Old Bones, New Science, and Our Favorite Dinosaurs. Thanks so much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.